Good morning, Shu and Joe. Don't forget, we're streaming online. All of our local shows on your computer, just head to thebigjab.com. Patriots and Packers in Foxborough, Sunday Night Football. And joining us on the line, he's the editor of the Green Bay Packers Annual for Maple Street Press, also a writer for CheeseheadTV.com. Brian Caribou joins us. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Nice to join you.
Thanks for a few minutes. We do appreciate it. We'll start with the biggest question, which I think we all know the answer to. Is Aaron Rodgers going to play this weekend?
It's looking very doubtful. Aaron Rodgers did not practice yesterday. He's already been ruled out of practice today, and head coach Mike McCarthy has said it's the chances of him practicing are slim to none on Friday as well. So that wraps up the practice week, but he's not been ruled out entirely. You know, they're leaving the door open, a slim crack that he could play on Sunday. So it's possible, but not looking good at all.
Well, I mean, if there were some type of miracle, they said they're going to do some more tests on Saturday. How prepared is he going to be? I mean, he hasn't really looked at film or anything. Is he even going to be prepared to take on the pass?
You know, Aaron Rodgers has played enough football by now that I think he could handle it. I mean, certainly the preparation would help, him being able to watch film and get the practice reps. But I think the Packers are a better team with him than without him, even without the practice preparation.
I'm assuming most of the average fans couldn't tell you who the backup was before he played last week. Tell us a little bit about Mike Flynn and what Patriot fans can expect from him this weekend.
Yeah, it's actually Matt Flynn. That's how little people
know. I even got his name wrong. There you go.
Matt Flynn is he's been the backup now for three seasons, and I just saw he has 46 career passing attempts coming into this week, and more than half of them came just last weekend against the Detroit Lions. So Matt Flynn does not have a whole lot of experience. He's the type of guy, I think, just seeing the little bit of him and preseason action, you hope, if you're a Packer fan, that he is just a game manager. He's not going to wow anyone, but I think the Packers hope that he can just manage the game, get them in good position to win, and hopefully the defense, the Packers defense, will put the Packers offense in a good position to win, because I don't know if he can do it himself.
But with the injuries to the running game and the lack of a running game, can he be just a game manager? I mean, isn't he going to have to throw the football?
Yeah, I mean, what is good is that the Packers do have one of the best receiving corps in the NFL with Greg Jennings and Donald Driver, and even the third and fourth wide receivers on the Packers, Jordy Nelson and James Jones. They're about as good a three and four receivers as you can find in the NFL. So he does have weapons, and that certainly helps.
We always like to hear what other cities and other areas are saying about the Patriots when there's a game going on. What is the buzz out there with the Patriots, especially in light of when you think of this team hasn't lost at home to an NFC team in 8 years?
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots are certainly, in my mind, probably the favorite to win the Super Bowl this year, and it's scary. I came across a couple statistics that I found interesting, and that this is going to be a game of strength versus strength. Patriots fans, as much as the attention is going to be on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense, the Packers defense is really good. They are the number one scoring defense in the NFL. By the other side of the token, the Patriots are the number one scoring offense in the NFL. And just another interesting stat, the Packers are holding opposing quarterbacks to the lowest passer rating of any team in the league. But once again, Tom Brady has the highest passer rating of any quarterback in the league. So it is going to be a challenge with this Packers defense against the Patriots offense that is going to be very exciting to watch.
But when you see what they've done to two other pretty good defenses in the past 2 weeks, the Jets and the Bears, does it sort of give you a little pause there?
Yes, it does. Most certainly, the Patriots offense, led by Tom Brady, is very powerful, very explosive. It's going to come down to making plays, and you know, I personally, I think the Patriots have the advantage, especially playing at home. But the way the Packers defense has played this season, you can't count them out, at least.
Brian Caravu joins us. He's the editor of the Green Bay Packers Annual for Maple Street Press, also a writer for CheeseheadTV.com. Tell us a little bit about that defense. I think most of us know about Clay Matthews and the tremendous season he's having, but how about some other names and why this defense has been so successful?
Yeah, a name you really have to keep an eye on that most people have not heard of before, or that this player isn't getting the attention he probably deserves, is cornerback Tremont Williams, who's arguably having the best season of any player on the Packers roster. And I don't think that's an exaggeration, just because he does it week in and week out. He covers the opposing team's top wide receiver most of the time and can really hold them without a catch. And most people find that surprising, because they know the name Charles Woodson and know him as the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year. So the Packers have two darn good cornerbacks, and Charles Woodson typically plays the slot receiver. So, you know, a Wes Welker type you'll see lined up against Charles Woodson Sunday.
How do you think the Packers approached the Patriots offense defensively? I mean, it was our thoughts that both the Jets and the Bears would put a lot of pressure on Brady, because that seems to be kind of the blueprint to slow down the offense. But last week with the snow, I think it was very difficult for a lot of those defensive linemen to get some footing. With the Jets, I don't know what their game plan was, to be honest with you. Do you think the same thing happens here? Do you think they're going to try to get to Tom Brady and put him on his back?
Yeah, I think the Packers tried to do it. That's something they've been pretty good at throughout the season of with Clay Matthews getting a lot of sacks. Clay Matthews has kind of been hampered by injuries. He's got the shin splints, which really limit him in practice throughout the week, but he always plays on Sundays. You get the sense that he's kind of been and not as effective now at this point in the season as he was early in the season. So I'm not sure if the Packers are going to get as good of a pass rush as maybe they would have earlier. But I definitely think they try. I think that's how you got to try to stop the Patriots offense. So it might have to come from sources other than Clay Matthews.
Right, I'm curious what the pulse of the Green Bay Packer fan base is when it comes to Brett Favre. Are they as sick of this guy as the rest of us are?
I think most of Green Bay Packer Nation is sick of Brett Favre. certainly, we have a little more familiarity with him than most, and him deciding to retire and unretire many times, more than we care to remember. So, I would say most people here are kind of sick of the song and dance, and it looks like it's finally coming to an end.
When it comes to his legacy in Green Bay, is this something that has permanently tarnished that, or is this something you think down the road, 5, 6, 7, 10 years, it simply goes away?
I think
fans are concerned.
I think it eventually goes away. There's kind of been some bad blood in the past in Green Bay with iconic figures such as Curly Lambeau and even Vince Lombardi leaving to go to the Washington Redskins after his, you know, legendary years in Green Bay. So, everybody associates Vince Lombardi with Green Bay. So, you know, time is a way of changing things. Although this scandal with Jen Sturger certainly, you know, doesn't look like it's over yet. And maybe if this ends up playing out in a way that puts Brett Favre in an even more negative light, I don't know. Maybe he does go down as somebody who is vilified in Green Bay, depending on how this all plays out.
What's your prediction for Sunday?
my prediction is Patriots. I think they win handily. If Aaron Rodgers can't play, I think the Patriots win, just like they have been the past couple weeks against the Bears, against the Jets. That being said, there's the old saying, any given Sunday. So, you know, especially if the Packers have Aaron Rodgers, I wouldn't rule them out, but not looking good.
All right, and before we go, we'll give you a plug for your website. What can folks find at CheeseheadTV.com?
CheeseheadTV.com is your one-stop source for everything Green Bay Packers football. We integrate video, audio, and live blogging on our site. And if you want to come to our site during the game, we have a live blog on Sunday right during the game, and great coverage.
All right, good stuff, Brian. Thanks for a couple minutes of your time.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right, Brian Caravu, editor of the Green Bay Packers Annual for Maple Street Press.